Hi, this is Andrew Krug, the Global Community Manager for Niantic Labs, and you're listening to the Agent Academy podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy episode number 44, recorded on January 21st, 2019. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
I'm Agent Zelly Belly.
And this is the Agent Academy. And tonight we're going to talk about Darsana Prime, as well as a bunch of upgrades to OPR, probably some mission stuff, some cold air is hitting the Ingress players, and we have some What's in the Capsule submissions from agents about that as well. We've got banners, mosaics. Why, this show is just chock full of goodness. Ingressness.
Ingress goodness?
Yes. Something like that.
Awesome. Awesome.
So now if we can just keep Agent Jelly Belly from pulling out the Bible and reading the Bible?
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll start with you. What'd you do this week, sir?
It's the turn of phrase. You are good at the turn. No, I'm bad at it. Anyway. So, update on the first Saturdays. Actually going to have one in February. So
good for you.
Got a resistance agent to agree to co-sponsor it, co-host it, whatever you call it, with me. I thought you had to have like two on each side, but I think that's mission day. I think maybe you have to have like backups and stuff. But first Saturdays, you know, what happens if he doesn't show up?
I don't know.
What goes on then? I don't know. We'll see.
You have to organize the whole thing yourself.
Yeah. That'll be a thing. But it's like this weird thing where to get the badge and stuff, you've got to have 10 agents total and 3 from each faction. What if like your local opposing faction just was not into it and they said they were going to do it and they didn't show up?
Yeah, like they just boycotted to be turds.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll happen because you've had a lot of difficulty getting a first Saturday in your area, and so I think a lot of people in your area would be happy to like get some like effort going towards the first Saturday badges that are out there and not drive for 3 to 4 hours to get that done. So.
Right, because the closest one to us right now is, I believe, Knoxville, which is like a four-plus-hour drive.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll come out.
The spirit of First Saturdays, too, is not real cutthroaty. I think you're going to get, like, the friendly people that show up to that. So,
well,
I think it'll be all right.
And then maybe we can get some, like, you know, back and forth. Like, I think if people see how much fun it is to, like, actually battle amongst the portals and stuff, they might say, hey, I'll do this during the weekdays. So that's happening. The map's updated on the website with all the, so you can visually see where everything is, and actually have a What's in the Castle idea all about that as well. Chock full of stuff. Also been doing a lot of OPR lately, as has been everyone else, I think, because it's been, I've had, normally I don't have any portals get approved or denied in a week, but I've had like 7 or 8 this week alone approved, so.
That's really good.
That's good stuff, so everybody's doing OPR.
Yeah.
And then besides that, been working on some tech stuff, like a way to get my emails for when those portals happen, and then they'll send me a message in Telegram, because I have that open, and I can see it much faster than having to go and check my email and stuff. If that's weird.
No, that's a good idea.
And then a bot for the AA, the Agent Academy channel and website. So now it's just kind of figuring out what we want to use it for, what listeners would like to see. We can send messages through it, but we can also, like, say, if there's new news on the site, we can auto-post that to somewhere. I don't know at what point that feels spammy, though.
Yeah. We'll have to make a judgment call on that, but it's nice to have the tool, see where we want to use it.
Yeah. And it can give links to stuff if people forget them, so we can have, like, a little menu that says, you know, they just do, like, slash contact or something like that, it'll pull up a menu that says, like, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, website, and then they can click a button and it'll give them that info. Would that be a good one?
Cool.
Let us know. And also, I just have to say thank you to everybody for all the birthday messages and com messages. Someone, I won't name them, sent out a tweet and maybe said something on the show last week.
And that's tacky. Who would do that?
Really nice of everybody. So thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Do you have a happy birthday? How was your birthday?
I did. It was good. Did some fam stuff. Got some new socks.
Awesome.
They're my. I'm trying to switch all my socks to wool socks for walking and hiking and stuff instead of the cotton.
Cotton is bad.
It is bad after a while.
Yeah.
So they gave me that, and I threw it out on Instagram, but they also, my kids drew me some drawings.
Those are awesome.
My son did the old Kermit the Frog here, and then my daughter made me a birthday card, so there's that. So how about you? How was your week? You feeling better?
I'm actually sick again. I'm getting, I was getting better, and then my husband got sick, but he had something else. Like, he didn't get what I had, so now I'm getting what he had. So I'm just getting, like, all the winter illnesses out of the way, like, right in January, I think. Just, like, bam, get them
done.
That's
good.
I don't know. I'm trying to be efficient, I guess.
You can get them out of the way.
All the bad stuff, just done with it, yeah. either that, or this is a bad sign as to how this year is going to start, and I quit now. I quit 2019.
Well, I mean, every week you're still like, hey, I'm sick, but let's do the show.
So
that's awesome.
I have taken my NyQuil already, so if I get loopy, like, or just literally fall asleep right here, I apologize.
No.
That is why. Yeah, okay.
No, I mean, if you get loopy. So if you get loopy.
All right. That might be true.
So, but I know you have more stuff that happened this week.
I did. I had a. I did my mosaic last week when I was. It was like a week and a half ago when I was sick. I had a sick day and I was like sitting here and I'm like, I'm going to do a mosaic. My little town. And I did it. And I got notification this week that it was approved. And so, just in case you're kind of wondering how that. I don't know if this is like standard or not or what, but I submitted it all. 18 missions at once, and then not simultaneously, obviously one after another.
18 browser windows open.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. Just submitted them all at the same time, and got all the notification emails at the same time as well. All of them were approved. I was shocked. I thought for certain it would be like this big pain in the butt where like two got approved and the rest had to be finagled with, you know. But no, all of them got approved. I was surprised. Awesome. Pleasantly surprised. And I've been submitting portals, and I'm not having good luck with portal submissions, actually. All of mine are getting rejected. But I will admit all of mine are somewhat questionable that I'm submitting. Like, I'm kind of like, when I submit. I mean, they're legit criteria, but there's always something a little wrong with them. Like for example, I did a little free library, which you would think is totally, well, no, that's going to get approved. No, it got rejected because it was really close to some other portals. Hmm. Like, I have some actual legit artwork that's on display, like, permanently, but it's really close to some other stuff. So that stuff's been getting rejected. I know why. It's just, you know, just keep trying. Yeah. My thing is, might as well try and get that rejection and see, rather than wonder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I wish they would kind of lighten up the distance a little bit. I mean, I get you don't want them, like, right on top of each other, but with all the portals that were, you know, grandfathered in over, you know, a long time, there's a lot of areas, especially in busier cities, where they're close together, and so there's, like, really nice farms there.
Yeah.
And in places that are a little more rural, maybe they could be a little more lenient on that rule, so those areas can get some farms in there, too. I know you want people walking around, but, you know, if it's a good portal, it's a good portal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, little free libraries tend to be, well, I don't know if they tend to be, but at least in the couple around here, that I've tried to get done, I have good luck sometimes, but then, like, yeah, other times I don't, but they tend to be on walkways and paths and stuff where there's something else going on because they put the little free library there because people are there for something, right. And usually that something has a portal, so... Yeah.
And they did, Andrew did make a clarification in one of the AMAs months and months ago about the the little free libraries. And it's, you know, if they're on public, like, not private residence, even on the, you know, like the leeway or the edgeway, whatever they call that.
Yeah. No, these are in parks that I've been doing.
Yeah. So, like, in those types are supposed to be, like, good to go, but the other ones are, I believe you said, to one star those. So I think people get confused, but when they hear one thing and see another, and I think there's a lot of that in, you know, in OPR in general. I saw a lot this week that were on, you know, school premises, and then I'm one star in this, but then I'm like, well, there's four other portals there. Like, so I'll put a comment. I don't know if they read those comments at all, but, you know, comment like, hey, and there's like three other ones that you should probably pull, or there were one was in a hospital, and I'm like, you know, that's a one star immediately. No, there's supposed to be one star.
Not if they like murals and stuff.
Well, but if they can get in the way of emergency services, they're supposed to be
one star. Well, but that's only... Yeah, but, like, how small is your hospital? So it just have, like, one door? Like,
no, but, I mean, if someone's dying in a room, it really doesn't matter.
No, it's not like that.
I think so.
They have, like, garden.
I think pretty much anything in a hospital.
No, because, like, for example, the U of M hospital is huge, and my son was there for many months when he was born. And so, like, there's gardens there, there's all sorts of, like, little nooks and crannies that are portals and stuff. There's statues and memorials and things like that.
No, I get their stuff.
And these are not in, like, emergency working areas within the hospital. These are the areas where, you know, you go to kind of relax, but you can't leave the hospital, so you're like half relaxing in these little gardens and stuff.
Right, but I think it becomes hard to, like, you know it because you're there. Right, but if someone's doing OPR and they're in China and they get a hospital, they don't know any of that information. They just know it's in a hospital. So
if you're looking at, like, a garden mural, it's probably safe to say it's not in their emergency facility.
I would say if it's a hospital, one star.
Nope.
Just to be safe.
That's cruel. All those children in the children's hospital, like, and Pokemon Go, all they can do is wander those halls and get, like, they have, like, one portal that they have to, like, trek across, like, multiple buildings to get to.
Yeah, no, they need to get well.
Pokemon Go.
They need to get well.
Oh, okay.
They need to worry about getting well. But see, that's the thing. It's like, you know, everybody has their own opinion, right, on what is or isn't, and there's not really a, you know, there's clarifications here and there, but then sometimes they contradict each other, and... That's just my opinion.
I think you're wrong. I think you're.
I think a lot of people think I'm wrong.
That's okay. If you've been submitting valid portals in Alabama or actually anywhere in hospitals, and they've been rejected because Goonie guys are OPRing like a fiend, just go ahead and resubmit those and hope that someone else gets your OPR submission.
Right. No, I see it. Oh, it's like 2 blocks from a hospital. 1 star. I don't care if it's a park.
All right.
What? My OPR and stats are great. I am great in OPR. Bam. So, someone in chat said that's why my stats are horrible. But they're great. So maybe I'm right. Maybe that's the thing.
No, because mine are great. So I don't know.
So maybe we're both right.
Yeah. I think we'll just move on. How about we move on?
That's our week.
With rejecting hospitals.
Situation report.
So, we got stuffs this week. First, a passcode. We haven't given one of these out in a long time. We have a few left, so we'll give it out. Do you want to give it out?
Sure. As long as it's not an embarrassing code like last week's, where I swore at everybody accidentally. Oh, that was awesome. I mean, I actually kind of wanted to. All right. Passcode. Get ready. Pause your audio if you're listening to this later, and then make sure you note the time, and then like listen to it later if you're driving. You know, obviously, type it in somewhere safe. Don't try and write down things while you're driving. Anyone else? Here we go. Code is BMU63AA746OZ. And that's an OZ, like Oz, like not a zero O. It's literally an OZ. There you go.
OOZ.
Yeah. Thank you. That was awesome.
And I don't
know.
Look
at all that gear. Look at that flooding in there.
People getting that. Oh, say it again. He's joking.
What?
He's joking. So my stats. I don't know if that's good or not, but I'll post my stats. I don't care. Put it on record. So,
hey, Goonie guy.
Do I?
How do I get a redacted scanner access?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
I refuse to tell you, but my good pal Vane here is going to tell you exactly how to do it. So thank you, Vane. Vane called in and let us know. We were talking about this last week, and I probably fumbled with it, and here he's about to make a touchdown. Sports ball reference.
Oh, hello there, Agent Academy. This is Enlightened Agent Vane coming at you pre-recorded thanks to the magic of the internet. Last week on Agent Academy podcast, there was some discussion about granting scanner redacted access to new agents. The process is fairly simple. All you have to do is open up your existing redacted scanner, go to the Recruit tab, and send the agent you wish to recruit and give scanner redacted access an email invite. Once they receive the email, as long as they go to the Play Store or the Apple Store using that email account and download scanner redacted, they'll be able to create a new account on the redacted scanner. Once the new account has been created on the redacted scanner, the agent can then switch between Ingress Prime and Redacted Ingress at any time they please. I'm not yet sure if this can be used to grant existing agents that have created new accounts on Prime redacted access, but if anyone wants to test it out, be my guest.
Sweet. Thank you for that, Vane. And
that's awesome.
Who was it? Now it went away. Athena Light posted a good from the guide. It does say that accept candidates in hospital gardens if not in path of emergency vehicles. So there you go.
There you go. Maybe, you know, your little one room farmhouse hospital Like, you have that issue where you can't. You can't have those things, but, you know, larger hospitals have more areas for people. Not that there's anything wrong with one-room farmhouse hospitals at all, just, you know, you're probably going to have trouble getting a portal there.
Sorry, I'm checking volume levels.
Especially if Brent's on the job.
Yeah, right? So, you know, I would say probably, you know, 1 out of 5 of mine is a hospital. Not really. I mean, I probably have seen, like, you know, 2 hospital submissions that I can even think of. So.
All right. Well, that's why your stats are so good still, then. See, it's a good thing we talked about
this. No. They're saying they're really bad, that I've got a lot of rejections.
No, that's okay. As long as the rejections are agreements, that's still right. Good. Yeah.
Right.
But, see, this is good that we talked about this, because you're about to get hit with a flood of hospital ones, and now you'll know how to properly approve or reject them. See?
Yeah.
It's all...
Well, you learn something every day, right?
That, totally, with OPR you do, actually, because there's sometimes I'm looking at these submissions and I'm like, I absolutely have no idea if I should approve this or not. Like, I could see the argument for it, but then right. It seems like total garbage. So.
Yeah. Like, Social Security office. The sign for it.
I would reject that. Is that something that should be approved?
I don't know. That was one that I struggled over, and I was like trying to find like data on it. You know, it's like, you know, they do courthouses. Government. It's like, well, people got to go there to get their social. But I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. It kind of looks crappy. I ended up 1-starring it. So that's the other thing I do that's probably odd from other people. It's 1-star or 5-star. There's no in between.
Oh,
there's no in between with me.
Oh wow. Yeah, that is not a that. Well, your stats are still good, I guess, but, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they like wishy-washy, right? They either want you to agree or not agree. It's like...
They're asking about university campus. A university campus is not a secondary or primary school, so that is okay to have as a portal. You can actually have... Generally, too, a university campus is going to have lots and lots of portals because they're going to have special buildings, especially if they're an older university, historic buildings, historic artwork, sculptures, community places of interest. So you're going to have probably quite a few things on a university campus.
Yeah. So sorority houses or fraternity houses.
That would be a private residence, though.
Is it? Is that considered private?
Yeah. Because you have to be like an approved member and everything to like live there, and like that's part of their own personal society as to how they decide who lives there even. So no, you can't. That's not a public house. That is a residence.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I think it's a tough one. But yeah, see, I think that's I think it's almost like you should like the whole form needs to be flipped where you like pick what it is first. And then it knows what questions to ask you based off what you pick. It's a hospital. Okay, well, if it's a hospital, is it blocking, you know, emergency services? No? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
like, it doesn't even need to be this star system. The star system can just be, you know, for the planets.
Yeah.
See what I did there? Sorry.
Yeah, there's one in my town I know needs to be rejected. There is no place to... There's no sidewalk. It is a busy road. There's no place to pull over. It's like off of a corporate driveway that's constantly has traffic, like 24 hours a day coming in and out of it. I don't know how it got approved, but and I actually tried to get it pulled because it wasn't safe, and they were like, no, it's fine. I'm like, how is it fine? What are you looking at? There is like no sidewalk. There's no park. There's like no place to park. You can't park or stand there, you'll get a ticket. Like, I don't understand, like, why it's considered safe. It's absolutely an unsafe area. But whatever. That's one I fume about because it's never owned by me.
Fume. Okay, so yeah, it sounds like we need an OPR. Maybe we need just a separate OPR podcast.
Sure.
Our videos. You were doing that every once in a while. We should stream just OPR.
I do stream OPR once in a while. I've done like two. I need to do those more often.
So also, we've got Darsana Prime coming up. They've announced tickets are on sale, so you can go and get either just the regular ticket, which is $0 to get you the scanner badge when you go. You'll have to go still and hack the registration portal. There's also a couple upgraded packets that will get you either badges for people like Hank Johnson or some of the other sensitives in the scanner, as well as some items, some loadout items. You can get some things like the pin or the badge or like the patch and stickers, things like that. You can get it in the prime locations or the primary anomaly locations for either the super package, the mega package or whatever that's like $79, or you can get it as an add-on to one of the lower tier packages. You can get it, or you cannot get it for the $0 package. So you'll either have to find someone who's already getting one of the upgraded packages and get them to add one on for you and then pay them. Or, you know what, just don't pay them. Be a jerk. Whatever. Or you can get the upgraded package yourself and add it on. So go do that. And then I'll be at Atlanta. Planning to go there and also to the New Orleans anomaly, so hit me up and I will get you a trading card for the show as well as mine. So,
oh my god, everyone should try to find you.
It'll be like Where's Waldo, except for I'll wear a green and white striped shirt.
Awesome.
I'm thinking about trying to stream it, so I don't know.
I'll have to
see if you're busy those weekends and see if you can man, like, the main streamer, and then I can call it in.
I could, like, do the, all the OBS stuff, and, like, I could be, like, the Oracle, like, have the whole setup here.
Yeah. And,
like, just stream stuff in, yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great. That's one thing I kind of wish, like, whenever they did anomalies and stuff, I wish it was live streamed, like, the whole time. Like, just show me people on the scene and doing stuff, but the whole problem with that is everyone, literally everyone, is using their device to play the game. So no one's going to sit there and live stream it. So.
And so it's like, what do you do? And then like, I'll have to tell, you know, my team what I'm doing. And, you know, I may not even be able to join a team because they're not going to want to show, like, inside
what you're
stuff
doing
at all, right?
So, yeah.
So I would probably have to kind of get into the group that's just, you know, taking photos and stuff like that, like the embedded reporters or something.
And I could totally see, like, not wanting to do that because you don't want to travel all that way, pay all that money to stay somewhere and then not participate to your fullest ability.
Yeah, but I mean, so, I
get that.
Like, I consider it still participating in a way. I'm doing my part.
Yeah.
And I've been to quite a few anomalies, and I've already been to ones kind of, well, I guess they'll probably change the rules up a little bit for this one, but, like, it wouldn't kill me to do that, because I'd still get to see, you know, friends and stuff on there, so that's usually the reason to go. The anomaly part's the anomaly part, so it's only a few hours. So we'll see, we'll try to do that. Let us know if you want us to do that. Would you watch if you aren't going to be there? And so that's that.
What's that?
In the capsule.
What's in the capsule? 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 What's in the capsule?
What's up?
It's smashed.
Well, we'll pick up the pieces here. If you want to leave any ideas for what's in the capsule, you're free to submit them on the website. You can look in the show notes, and there's a link there where you can submit it, or you can call in at speakpipe.com/agentacademy, and then we will play those on the air, kind of like Vane's messages earlier. Speaking of Vane, we actually have another call-in from him about Kolon, which I meant to play it during the Darsana stuff, but here we go.
Salutations, Agent Academy. This is Enlightened Agent Vane coming at you via pre-recorded dead drop. Today, I wanted to take a moment to discuss a very important topic, the Osiris Stone and Kolon, Thailand. The Osiris Stone has been revealed to us by Dr. Oliver Linton Wolf, some of you may know him as the creator of the Ingress Scanner, as a powerful prime artifact containing unfathomable amounts of power that could potentially show us the hidden fabric of the universe, reveal to us how everything fits together, and how it can potentially be controlled. Obviously, both factions are vying over this important artifact, and I'm begging you, as a member of the Enlightened, to support our cause. In no particular order, here are several Enlightened squads that I know who are applying to go to Kolon, Thailand, and retrieve the Osiris Stone. Centauro Squad, Ex Machina, Team Sapporo PC, Team 6, Green Ninjas, Enlightened Jungle Bundle, and of course, my own squad, the Timber Tigers. Please seek out the squads. Find our application videos, share them amongst your communities, and with the power of the Enlightenment behind us all, one squad will advance to Kolon to seek out and capture the Osiris Stone for our faction. We need your help, agents. It's time to move. And in closing, in anomalies and in Enlightenment, alone when we must, together whenever possible. Go, Ruck!
So there we go.
That was awesome! Wow.
And next call in, or actually, let's mix this up a little bit. You want to read this one from Arctic Rebel?
Sure. It's a tip for new agents. Remember to keep some rough weather gear handy for playing in the cold or rain. Arctic Rebel says, I play in the southern part of the U.S., so we don't always plan for super cold weather. Some suggested items you may not think of. Galen size Ziploc style bags, great for keeping your phone dry. Gloves, even better if they're designed to be compatible with your phone. Extra socks, or even better, waterproof shoes. Sometimes just having a change of socks can make that long winter hike bearable. And having a full set of spare clothes in my trunk has saved me many a bad day after hiking trails for hard to get to portals. So that's all good advice. I can tell you, living in Michigan, and when I got up this morning at 5:30 to take my dog out, it was negative 11 degrees Fahrenheit, and going outside and doing anything is just awful in that weather. Like, my puppy refused, actually. Which always makes me nervous for the rest of the day. Like, is it warm enough now? It's like, it got up to 10 degrees. Eventually today, it was like, okay, everything's fine. She's like, all right, I can do 10 degrees.
You put a sweater.
Negative 11. She was just like, no.
I'll pee right here because it will just freeze when it comes out anyway. So.
Oh my gosh, yeah, my hair was still wet from the shower and it froze. Might be why I'm sick all the time.
Should be used to.
Yeah. Another tip for, like, I was, if you're out in the cold weather, especially if it's windy and cold, just have some lotion with you, because especially if you have your hands out because you're using your phone and your device, they're going to get chapped really easily from that cold winter air. It, like, just pulls all the moisture out of your skin. So that will help you and prevent your skin from getting sensitive and dry and cracked and stuff too. So,
does your phone get too, like, way too cold? And, like,
yeah,
stop
they'll
working?
Freeze. Yeah, they'll freeze.
So you got to do like Agent Dewey J says in the chat, phone in the armpit to get it warm.
Yeah.
Enough to have.
Yeah, you have to keep it someplace warm. But, yeah, like, my husband runs, and he'll run all year round. So, yeah, there's times where his phone just, it's like he gets mad because he's using it to keep the statistics for his run.
Right.
And, like, it freezes up, so then he's like, he just has to estimate, like, how far he went, like, his pace and stuff, because, yeah, your phones just freeze in the winter. You know, another thing too is you can buy ice cleats for the bottom of your shoes too.
Ice cleats.
Yeah, they just attach to your tennis shoe and make it a little easier.
Yeah, we don't normally need those down here.
Yeah, like I'm talking about some winter of here.
Yeah, we want snow down here, but as soon as it like flurries, they like shut down the schools and the hospitals because they're worried people are going to come play ingress at them. But here, right. I got a call in from Agent Dewey J here. Let's play this.
All right.
Hey, Goonie Guy, Zelly Belly, Agent Dewey J here. Hey, just a short one on OPR changes I'd like to see. First of all, why don't they give you a table of your submissions, the ones that you've submitted and gone through, and especially the ones that you've submitted and are pending? And on the ones that are pending, why don't you give us a link to Google Maps so we can check the location to see exactly where it's at? And lastly, to go with all of that, give us the ability to resend a submission. Because when I look at submissions, I can't tell if there's another submission in the same place. I can see if there's been a portal approved, but not one that's pending. But if I know that I have a portal on a location that's pending and a new portal has popped up, mine's a duplicate. Why don't you let me resend that submission, and that way somebody doesn't have to go through and take it out. Well, wish I could be there. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. I love that idea. I don't understand it because I can see my missions. Like, it seems like the same type of deal. I can go to and see what missions I've submitted, which ones have been approved, which ones that are in review, which ones have been rejected, and, like, that they need to have edits done to them in order to be sort of resubmitted. It seems to me like a portal submission should have that same type of interface available.
Yeah, like, almost you submit the portal at the location that gets the location data and the picture. But then you don't actually submit it. It goes into your queue like the missions do, and then you go back there, and then you can really get really good information about that location there. You can go do some research if you want, if you so choose. Make sure the spelling's right, because now you have Grammarly right there working for you. And then even once it gets in the OPR, if it gets like negative or whatever, start getting the reasons why. And then being able to, I had this wrong. Or maybe even be able to respond with, like, no, this is blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, I know.
Perhaps you can edit it and resubmit it without having to go to that location again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I had one where I know, like, the portal should have been approved. And perhaps I could have, like, edited it. But it's a location where I'm not gonna go back there for, like, maybe another year. So, it's like, maybe when we head back there, we don't go to that spot again. You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't know if I'll ever get back there to reset the portal. But it was a legit portal, so it does need some sort of edit, but I didn't have a way to do that. And it's in an area that's, like, very, very lacking in portals.
Right. Where it makes
it's
sense.
Kind of like, well, that's frustrating. But yeah, if I could go back and edit something and then resubmit it, like, and see what my, you know, reason for rejection was, and perhaps fix it in a legit situation, especially because, like, we were just talking about the weather. Sometimes if it's like negative 11 and you're trying to take a picture of a portal, you might not have time to sit there and type out the entire, because you're not supposed to take pictures from inside your car or anything. So you're generally out in the elements. And so I guess you could say, well, wait until it's better weather, but what if you don't go to that location very often and you happen to be in an area that needs portals desperately, but you're not going to be in that area? Like, there's a reason for it. There's a reason why you should be able to start and set up a portal and then, like, go back in and edit it and enhance it later, like, I think. Right. So.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. And
yeah, good job, JBJBS.
And I will, you know, I'll take pictures from the car. I'll just try to zoom in so I don't have my mirror there or whatever.
No, you're not supposed to. They're auto-rejected when you do that.
Well, if they can tell.
Mr. Hospital Rejector?
Like, if they can tell, right?
Yeah, if they can tell. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, I'd probably say 90% of my portals are probably from the car. It's just how I roll. Cardgrass.
Wow. Do cardgrass a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to when it's spaced out down here. Like,
yeah.
You know, you got to drive an hour and a half to get to. Anyway.
I cardgrass. I'm not knocking it. I cardgrass.
But I did hit one with a. I didn't zoom in enough and had a little bit of the mirror in it, and it got rejected. I was like, damn, that mirror.
Resubmit?
No, it's not worth it. I'm not going to go to the gas.
See, that's the thing. You need to be able to, well, I guess for a picture, you would have to actually go to the area.
Yeah, I shouldn't have been in the car, right? Oh, well.
Shouldn't have been in the car.
But, I mean, there was one that, you know, there's a spot where we have to get signaled to because it's like a dead zone. And there was a portal we submitted probably between us like five times, and finally it got approved. But it was like, man, that's like a hard portal to get submitted in the first place. So it would be nice to have a little bit more reason why to. One other thing I was thinking, I wanted to throw in a capsule idea this week, and this was with the working on the maps and stuff to get a visual idea of. Mission days, and I was thinking of doing it for, you know, all the events like anomalies and well, I said mission days, I meant first Saturdays, but do mission days and everything too, so you could see it visually. But I was thinking, why don't they just do that, but do it on the intel map? So when you're looking at your stuff around your intel map, you go, what's this beacon over here? And you go click on it. It's like, oh, there's the first Saturday coming up next week.
Oh my gosh. But the intel map in certain areas is so many icons on it. You might not notice, like, at all.
Like, for the, you wouldn't notice the mission or the event or whatever?
Yeah, because, like, the map's already such a mess with all the portals and triangles and lines going everywhere. Like,
well, I think they could do something special, you know, maybe. That highlights it a little more.
It seems, you know, okay.
Kind of like looking like, at the like, Google Maps that like, we have, right?
Yeah, kind of like on the Intel map, how they're like you can pop up missions and like it'll just say the missions then in that area. Then you could do, you could have like just another checkbox there then for events or for Saturdays or whatever. Yeah, that would work. And that would just show you those things.
And then if they really want to amp up first Saturday, start dropping missions if there's, you know, within, I don't know, 50 miles of a first Saturday location, start dropping media on portals about it so people will know that don't read anything outside of the game. Oh, there's one coming soon around here. I want to go to it. Just some ways to help beef up the community a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what?
What's that?
I don't think that's a new code, is it? No, that's last week's.
That's last week's.
Yeah. What do you think would be a good code for this week? Waha! AA, some word, AA.
AAOPRAA.
Oh, that seems dangerous, but okay.
Why?
We
talked a little bit about, I guess, I don't know. Well, then you would come up with something.
No, that's perfect.
All right, fine.
It was perfect. Maybe it's five-star hospital gardens. Hey, no, just kidding. AAOPRAA, and it won't be ready until tomorrow. Sorry for the people who like to usually do that right after the show. JPJ Plays. Sorry. I'll try to remind you later. So go to agentacademypodcast.com when this episode comes out and put in that code and you will get the episode 44 badge for it and possibly some other badges depending on how many you've already submitted. And next Monday we'll be recording again, I believe. On the 28th?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it.
You got anything else to say?
I do not. My NyQuil's kicking in pretty hard right now, and I am, like, really struggling. I'm so sorry.
No, you're doing good. Is the Q talking to you?
No, not yet.
So it's an old person joke, I guess. Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. We will see you next week. Have a great week yourself, and that's it. We're gonna go do some NyQuil.
we're going to go and approve all the OPR hospitals that the Brent has rejected.
Oh, man. Whatever. Bye.
Bye.